Coming up on episode number 1310, we're going to cover it good. It is time to celebrate the birthday of Mark Mothersbaugh, frontman for the band Devo, who's turning 70 this week, or turned 70 yesterday, as a matter of fact. Not only an amazing member of Devo, but also an incredible soundtrack creator these days, doing lots of stuff for animated films, live action stuff, quite the composer. Kind of on par with the Danny Elfman, starting out in a new wave band and then turning it into an illustrious score career. We're going to hear a lot of his music in the form of Devo stuff, covers of and by Devo, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. I'm Brian Ibbett. And today on the show, we are going to be celebrating the 70th birthday of Mark Mothersbaugh of the band Devo. I'm trying to think of the first thing I remember him doing outside of Devo. I think it was the Rugrats, the music for Rugrats, and thinking, oh, wow, the guy from Devo is totally getting into doing soundtrack work and stuff like that. And these days, he is all over the place. He and Danny Elfman both kind of fit in this generation of new wave artists who've turned into incredible soundtrack musicians. And boy, did I mention Nerd Rock this month? Kraftwerk last week, They Might Be Giants the week before, really hitting the Nerd Rock. So I don't know what we need to do to close out May to keep this train going, but we'll have to figure out something. What is the ultimate in Nerd Rock bands? If it's not Kraftwerk, Devo, or They Might Be Giants, there's got to be another one. Let's get to some covers, and you know what? We've got to start with this one, because it is the Devo song that probably introduced a lot of artists, or a lot of listeners to Devo, if not for the music, then for that wacky video. I'm talking about Whip It. This is the band Power Man 5000 from their Copies, Clones, and Replicants album from 2011, with a cover of Whip It.
Shape it up, get straight. alien types who step out and dare to declare. We're through being cool. We're through being cool. Eliminate the ninnies and the twits. We're through being cool. We're through being cool. Spank the pegs who try to drive you nuts.
You know I live a life of danger for the ever-
Robert Palmer with his cover of Devo's Girl You Want. He included that on his 1994 album, Honey. Miss Robert Palmer. Such a great performer. Before that, Devo themselves with a cover of Secret Agent Man, probably best known by Johnny Rivers. That they included on their album Duty Now for the Future from 1979. A few changed lyrics in there, but Secret Agent Man by Devo. Beautiful World by Information Society. Such a great album. Came out in 2016, Orders of Magnitude. All covers and all from the band that brought you Pure Energy. That one actually features vocals from Gerald V. Casale, original member of Devo, joining Information Society on that one. Speaking of nerd rock, They Might Be Giants with their cover of Through Being Cool. A couple change lyrics in that one too. Don't know why it's not okay to say rearrange a face, because we all like Picasso anyway. Kind of a bummer. But that one from the soundtrack to Sky High from 2005. Devo. Covered there by TMBG. And Power Man 5000 starting us off with a cover of Whip It, that one from their Copies, Clones, and Replicants album from 2011. Something I occasionally do on the show here is feature a band covering themselves, right? Doing a new cover of an old classic in a new way, something that brings new life to the song. Going to do that right now with Devo from a live album from 1988. Now It Can Be Told, Devo at the Palace. Here is their cover of their own, Jocko Homo.
They tell us that we lost our tail, evolving up from little snail. I say it's all just wind and sail. Are we not men? We are Devo. Whoa. We I'll bet you didn't know that was such a sad song.
And I bet you don't know why we're sitting down. Just to show you all we still can after 10 years in this business.
We'll be right back.
That is a good thing. Durwood Andrews with a cover of That's Good. That one from the Main Man tribute to Devo called Are We Not Devo? We're a Main Man tribute to Devo. That is from 2010. Durwood Andrews covering That's Good. Before that, Peekaboo. Now, sound a lot like Devo, didn't it? Sound a lot like the original version with some different vocals and a different laugh. That's because it kind of is. That is a project called Devo 2.0 or Dev 2.0. Came out in 2006, and it was Mark Mothersbaugh working with Disney and about five kids, if I remember correctly, five kids, to do a new interpretation of Devo's music. Because of that, they had to change some lyrics, as you heard in that song. And in a couple of other cases, they do a lot of the same thing we've heard in some other songs earlier in the show. Really wanted to hear more from that because I thought it was a cool project and it sounded really, really cool. Anyway, Devo 2.0, put together by Mark Mothersbaugh. So it gets full blessing from the Devo world. And you can find that on an album that was released way back in 2006. Dozer with a cover of Mongoloid, that one from the Sucking the 70s Back in the Saddle Again from 2006. And Devo with their recovering, their reimagining of Jocko Homo. That was a live track that they recorded on the Now It Can Be Told Devo at the Palace live album that came out in 1988. How about something that takes the original version and completely turns it on its ear? It's a song already that has kind of a sarcastic, biting wit to it. And when you put it in this very minor key, it brings it out even further. Freedom of Choice, covered here by A Perfect Circle from their album Emotive from 2004. Here is A Perfect Circle.
We'll be right back.
beautiful, but mutated.
Mark Mothersbaugh, the band, covering Are You Experienced, originally by Jimi Hendrix, covered there for their 1984 album, Shout. Before that, the Porkers, couple ska tracks for you. The Porkers with their cover of Jerkin' Back and Forth, which already sounds like it should be a ska title, but originally done by Devo. Mashin' Potatoes, a tribute to Devo, is the album that one comes from. Before that, the Voodoo Glow Skulls with their cover of Time Out for Fun, that one from the 1997 album, We Are Not Devo, very similar to the Are We Not Devo album I mentioned earlier. And then A Perfect Circle from their Emotive album, a lot of great covers on that, from 2004, and their cover of Freedom of Choice. That, surprisingly, and rapidly, is going to bring us to the end of another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Man, these things, sometimes they just feel like they fly by. 13 tracks in this one, but shorter songs, I guess. Gotta love it, though. Anyway, gives you time to enjoy some fresh air outside today on a beautiful day. Hopefully it is where you are as well. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville is the email address to use. You can also visit the website, coverville.com, for everything you need regarding Coverville. All the previous episodes, as well as show notes and information and links to where you can buy the music. Go to Amazon, and even if you don't buy the music, if you buy something else, still helps me out when you start at Coverville and go somewhere else after buying the music. Or after clicking the link. I tell you not to buy the music, then I tell you to buy the music. It's so confusing. Just go to Coverville, click on an Amazon link, go to Amazon, buy something else. Whatever you want to do. Or buy the music I play. Sure, that's even better. That is going to do it for this edition. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Be sure to follow Coverville on Twitter and Facebook. We're right there, @Coverville.